Harvard University is putting its ties to slavery on display. The Harvard Archives have opened an exhibit that documents Harvard's history with enslaved people. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Research by Harvard students indicates that at least three Harvard presidents owned enslaved people. One was Benjamin Wadsworth, president of Harvard from 1725 to 1737. He lived in what is now known as Wadsworth House. It's a yellow house on Massachusetts Avenue that is the second oldest building at Harvard. Archivist Juliana Kuipers shows us Wadsworth's diary.
It lists here the purchase of a Negro girl. Her name is not given in this record. She's only referred to as a girl thought to be about 20 years old. But we have found through the church records, which are also available and digitized, that her name was likely Venus.
Three other enslaved people are known to have lived and worked at Wadsworth House. Two were owned by the next president of Harvard, Edward Holyoake. But there may be more. On display is a diary by one of Holyoake's daughters.
And she has several references to a woman named Pharaoh. And again, we don't know for sure, but it's possible that she was also enslaved. So this is, again, sort of another nugget for people to follow up on and see if they can find any more conclusive evidence.
The exhibit is the idea of Harvard president Drew Faust. She says the university's connections to slavery came to her attention in part because of students' research in a seminar on Harvard and slavery.
And this resonated very much with me because of my own scholarly interests, which are in the history of the American South and the Civil War. And a direction in that scholarship in recent years, the scholarship of slavery in the United States, has been to look at New England and to discover that New England was much more involved in slavery than had been previously understood and researched.
One of the students who conducted the original research, Avery Williamson, lives and works in Philadelphia now. She was able to identify one enslaved person who lived and worked at Wadsworth House.
I didn't really think at the time that much would be made of it, but I think for it to be seen at this level and to be considered as a really integral part of Harvard's history, it feels like really good work to have done as an undergraduate, you know, meaningful.
The person Williamson identified was named Titus. Faculty minutes from March 21, 1740, note a decision to forbid students with associating with Titus, a, quote, mulatto slave of the late Reverend President Wadsworth. Titus was prohibited from entering the campus, and the university steward was prohibited from sending him on errands or as a messenger. A plaque commemorating four enslaved people who lived and worked at Wadsworth House now hangs on the house. A committee of historians is advising President Faust on the next places on campus that should be noted. One place of note, Beck Warren House. It's possible that it was a stop on the Underground Railroad. History professor Robin Bernstein brings students in her course in Childhood in African America here. In 1833, the house was built for Latin professor Charles Beck, who was an abolitionist. It contains a secret trap door that opens onto a secret room.
This was not any kind of an afterthought. This was not added decades later.
The trap door reveals a small space not high enough to stand in. In the 1940s, when workers discovered the room, they also discovered an enclosed shaft fitted with a metal spike ladder that led to the basement. Bernstein doubts that the room was used in the Underground Railroad.
There's actually very little evidence of white people ever altering their homes to create secret spaces to hide fugitives from slavery. So if this is, in fact, a secret space that was created in order to hide fugitives, it would be truly unique. So that doesn't mean that it couldn't have been created for that purpose, but it would be beyond unusual.
Harvard is considering an app that would offer self-guided tours of the university's connections to slavery. Faust says because she's a historian of slavery, she's not surprised by the discoveries.
But detailing them brings a past to life in a way that is so important. And I think you can see that in putting the names on Wadsworth House. It says these are real human beings whose lives were stolen by slavery.
One of the original student researchers, Justin Harbor, now a high school history teacher in Pennsylvania, commends Harvard for encouraging research into its connections with slavery.
They're trying to leverage their authority and their stance in higher education to sort of bring attention to this problem. And I think that that's wonderful and absolutely a step towards some form of justice with respect to this institution.
But Harbor would also like to see Harvard consider some sort of reparations. So does Faust see that as possible?
Well, I think we have to understand what the dimensions of our engagement have been more fully and how we repair that as a society, as a university, as a society. I mean, one of the aspects of these investigations of slavery on university campuses that I think is important to remember is this was happening on our campuses because it was so much a part of our society.
The Harvard historians advising President Faust emphasized that it's important to continue to investigate the university's connections to slavery, and so she's authorized the hiring of a researcher to study the archives. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.
The Harvard Archive exhibit is open through Friday.